We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. We're up to page Tzadi Gimel in the Rambam Naam edition, and the Rambam has given us this long introduction, and now he's up to a second series of introductions. And in his first chapter of this second series of introductions was the enumeration of all the sages in the Mishnah, all the sages that halachs are quoted in their name. And now the Rambam's continuing HaPerek HaSheni. The second section that he wants to discuss is he wants to enumerate b'minyan hachachamim hanizkarim b'mishnah, enumerate the sages whose names appear in the Mishnah b'shvin maaseh shehaya b'zman achad mehem, because of something that happened in their time, or musar sheyiser bo, or else a moral lesson that they taught, or pasuk she'amar bo drash, or a verse that they explain the derivation from that verse. So it's not that they said halacha, but rather either they're a reference point that this happened in their time, or they taught something, a moral teaching, or they explained something in a verse. Kvar hivu b'mishnah zichron chachamim rabim. They've mentioned throughout the Mishnah many sages. Lo b'shisha samuch lehem davar min halachot b'isur oter. And their mention is not because that they have said halacha, something is prohibited or permitted, aval nizkiru, but rather they are mentioned in the Mishnah b'shvid davar shekara b'zman achad mehem, because of something that happened in their time, or shelimed musarim, or moral teachings that they've taught, kigon nizkirim be'avot, like the sages that we find in the whole tractate of Pirkei Avot, v'lamdu mimenu ha'musarahu, and we learn that teaching from that rabbi, so he's mentioned in the Mishnah. Even though it's not a halacha, or drash asher darash sheino murad lisur v'eter, or sometimes he derived something from a verse, and it's not something that's teaching us what's prohibited or permitted. V'chatvu ha'inyan al shmo, and the rabbis recorded it in his name in the Mishnah. U'minyan anashim sheba zichonam anachad me'inyanim shezacharnu v'domeyem, and the enumeration of the people who are mentioned in the Mishnah for one of the reasons we've just enumerated, or something similar to that. Shiva Shloshimish, there are 37 people. Veilohem, these are they. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He is really an Amora. He's one of the first Amoraim. And they incorporated some of the things he said into the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Kapar, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. We just learned about him last night. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Elazar Modai, Yehuda ben Teima. We know him from Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, we know him from Pirkei Avos too, we learned about him last night. Rabbi Shimon ben Akashia, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Chanina ben Dosa, Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Yishmael ben Pabi, Yohanan ben Achorani, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda Ishkvar Habavli, Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskit, Rabbi Gamliel beno של Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Shimon ish Amitzpa, Chonia Meagel, we learned the story about him in Tanis, the story about him in the that there wasn't rain and he got it to rain. Rabbi Hokonos, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Nohai, Antignos Ish Socho, we learned him in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Chalafta Ish Kfar Hananya, Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne, Rabbi Yonatan, Shmuel Akatan, Ben Bagbag, Ben Hehei, these two we know are in Pirkei Avot, El Yehoinai Ben Akof, Chanamel HaMitzri, Rabbi Shimon Ben Menasya, Abba Shul Ben Botnit, Zecharia Ben Kevutal, Baba Ben Buta, Rabbi Ishmael Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yossi. 37. Here too, says the Rambam, I didn't list them in chronological order. Imken, so says the Rambam, Kran Mispar HaChachamim HaZchurim BaMishnah 180 and 20. We come up with 128 rabbis whose names appear in the Mishnah. Ushne anashim eviu zicham, and there are two people that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Vehem Elisha Acher, that's Elisha ben Avuya, otherwise known as Acher. He's the rabbi who knew a tremendous amount and then left the fold. Velo safarnu uto, and we didn't enumerate him bichlal elu atorim within the enumerations of these rabbis, these pure rabbis, bishvil enyan shenodalo, because of what we know happened to him, that he went out. He left the faith, so we didn't want to count him together with them. Umnachem chaverosh shemai, and there was a rabbi named Menachem, and he was the head of the courts together with Hillel Anasi, until he was called to do work for the king. So he couldn't stick around, and then Shammai took his place. When we had Shammai and Hillel leading the Jewish people, just prior to that there was Menachem and Shammai, and when Menachem had to leave, Shammai took his place. Velosafanu tok mochin, and we didn't enumerate him also. Shelonim tzalov amishna davar b'shumpanim liot nilve lechol advoim asher sipanu, because we don't find anything from him in the Mishnah that can be joined with everything that we've mentioned. So that's the second thing the Rambam teaches us now, that these rabbis are those that are mentioned in the Mishnah, and these rabbis are we've had stories about them. Should we do one more section? Okay, Haperka Shlishi, the third chapter. באשר נתפרסם מיחס חכמי המשנה מהם רבן גמליאל בנו של ביהודה הנשיא. What we know about the lineage of the rabbis in the Mishnah. So you have Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was ben Rabban Shimon, ben Rabban Gamliel, ben Rabban Shimon, ben Rabban Gamliel Azaken, ben Rabban Shimon, ben Hillel Anasi. So if we go in reverse order, we know from the Gemara in Shabbos there was Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Shimon. And then, says the Rambam, the second Rabbi Shimon is the one in whose time the temple was destroyed. And then you have Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, and then Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And we know he had a son, Rabban Gamliel. So this is the lineage that we know. And now this Hillel Anasi, v'hu Hillel HaBavli, this is the Hillel that was known as the Babylonian, asher lav nismecha kat min hachachamim ha'achonim, that a group of the later day sages, they joined him, v'al da'ato hayta, and they went with his teaching, they held on to his way of learning, v'nikra bet Hillel, and they were called the house of Hillel. Now this is a very important point. Ordinarily we would say Beis Hillel is Hillel's academy, which generally accepted his opinion. The question is, when did this group that's known throughout the Mishnah as Beis Hillel, when were they? Did they span a decade, a century? What time period did they span? And were they together with Hillel himself? Because Hillel and Shammai only differed on 4 points. There are only 4 issues in Halacha that Hillel and Shammai disagree on. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they disagree on hundreds of points. Throughout the Mishnah you have arguments between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So the indication is that Beis Hillel were the students that were around after Hillel's time. We know that Hillel had disciples, and his smallest disciple was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. His biggest disciple was Yonasan ben Uziel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, he learned from Hillel and from Shammai. He got his tradition from both of them. The Rambam just told us that the group of Beis Hillel, well, they were the rabbis who went with Hillel's opinion. We don't know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai necessarily went with Hillel's opinion more than Shammai's opinion. We have indications contrary to that. Now, if the whole difference between Hillel and Shammai is in the area of 4 halachot, we have to ask ourselves, how did their academies evolve so differently? And if their differences did not stem from the differences between Hillel and Shammai, why do we stress that this was Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? It would seem they're their own entities. For if they were the direct continuation of Hillel and Shammai, then they shouldn't be differing on so many points. So that needs work. The question is, how far do we take this concept that the Rambam says that they went with his opinion? The Hillel Zeh, and this Hillel, Hillel HaBavli, Hillel HaNasi, whom Ibnei Shfatiyah ben Avital ben David. He's from the children of Shfatiyah, the son of Avital, the son of David. So he's a direct descendant from David HaMelech. Ve'ela Shiva Chachamim, and these 7 rabbis that are descendants of Hillel, going down to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Kvar Itba'er Shehem Mizera David. It's already been clarified that they come from the seed of King David. They are direct descendants of the Davidic dynasty. Mehem, arba'a mikehal gerim, and among the rabbis we have 4 who we know came from gerim. Mehem, Shmaya ve'Avtalion, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir. Shmaya and Avtalion, we know. Rabbi Akiva, we also know the Gemara says Ben Gerim. It seems like his parents were Gerim. Rabbi Meir, Chazal tell us, was a direct descendant of Nebuzaradan. Was Nebuzaradan one of the generals that came to destroy Jerusalem? Umehem Kohanim. Some of the rabbis were Kohanim. We know Shimon HaTzadik, Asher Elav Chazra Kabbalah Kula Lekayem HaShneimar Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Toratcha LeYisrael. Shimon HaTzadik, who had the whole tradition of fulfillment of the verse that says that the Kohanim are those that teach the Torah to the Jewish people. So this was fulfilled in Shimon HaTzadik. He does not mention that Shimon HaTzadik took the leadership, the Kuna Gdola, after Ezra Sofer. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who Asiri le'Ezra, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara tells us, was 10 generations from Ezra Sofer, and we know Ezra was a Kohen. The Shimon Dodo, V'hu Hayadua Shimon Achi Azariah. The famous Shimon Dodo is Shimon, the brother of Azariah, who we mentioned, his brother Azariah used to support him. That's why he was known as Shimon, the brother of Azariah. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, he was also a Kohen. V'Rabbi Hanani Asigan HaKohanim, so it says, that was his nickname. He was the officer of Kohanim, so obviously he was a Kohen. V'Rabbi Shimon beno, V'hu Hayadua Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan. Rabbi Shimon, the son of the officer of Kohanim, is really the son of Rabbi Hananya, who was the officer of Kohanim. V'Yishmal ben Pavi, V'Yochanan Kohen Gadol, V'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai was also a Kohen. V'Yose ben Yoezer, V'Rabbi Yose HaKohen, V'Rabbi Tarfon. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel once had to give his trumas. He was on a ship. So who did he had the rabbis with him, and he said, okay, my truma I give to you. My maaser I give to you. My maaserani I give to you. So from there we see who was what. Who was a Kohen, who was a Levi, and who was in charge of giving the poor their money. Rabbi Akiva. I think it was Rabbi Akiva there. Elihoinai ben Akof, he was also a Kohen. Chanamel Mitzri. The rest, he says, are Israelites. Now, we don't know their lineage. As far as I know, says the Rambam. It's nice to see the Rambam's modesty. The Rambam says, as far as I know, we don't know the lineage of the rest of the rabbis. So what do we see today? The Rambam enumerated the rabbis who are mentioned because of a story or a moral teaching or because of a derivation that is not halachic. They totaled 37. Then he added Elisha, he didn't want to include him, and Menachem, who was the contemporary of Shammai. The Rambam had said the total we have so far is 128. When you add Elisha and Menachem to that, you end up with 130. The Rambam doesn't do that math, but we could do that, right? 128 plus 2, we could still handle at this hour of the morning. And then he says, as far as the lineage, so we have those rabbis who we know came from the Davidic dynasty, the family of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, down from Hillel down to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. We have those who we know come from Gerim, Shmaya, Avtalim, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Meir. And then we have those who we know are Kohanim,